Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking, now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Another shot of cooler air funneling into the state today. Clouds early give way to a good bit of sunshine. It's going to be a breezy, cool day with a high temperature barely up to about 71. Northwest winds at 10 to 20, making it seem a little cooler. Winds die down tonight. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature 43 by first thing tomorrow morning. Friday's high in the low 70s. Lots of sunshine. A good bit of sun on Saturday. Warmer, high 77. Slight chance of showers late Saturday night, but then periods of rain Sunday night into Monday. Cool day Sunday with a high of 69. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. Push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Republican gubernatorial candidates, minus the sitting governor, were in the spotlight in Birmingham last night for a live debate. They covered many topics, including ethics laws, a lottery, Roy Moore, and school safety. Montgomery fire crews say they have contained a massive three-alarm pallet fire on Furnace Street in North Montgomery. Fire officials worked for more than 6 hours to get this fire under control. Officials say one person was treated for non-life-threatening burns, and one firefighter was treated for heat-related injuries. And President Donald Trump says that although he's preparing to meet with Kim Jong-un in coming weeks, he could still pull out if he feels it's not going to be fruitful. An exact date for this meeting has not yet been announced. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, and trimmers. To celebrate, come in now for $25 off any Toro self-propelled walk-behind mower. Then, get outside and enjoy the holiday. The best prices of the season on Toro. Happy Toro Days from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 19th through May 2nd.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Up in Washington, they always know better. Politically correct nonsense, I say.
Alabama Governor, conservative Kay Ivey.
When special interests wanted to tear down our historical monuments, I said no and signed a law to protect them. We can't change or erase our history, but here in Alabama, we know something Washington doesn't. To get where we're going means understanding where we've been.
With conservative Kay Ivey, Alabama is working again. In just her first year as governor, Ivy cleaned up the corruption mess and banned lobbyists from executive appointments. Plus, Ivy delivered 4,000 new jobs at Toyota Mazda, the lowest unemployment in Alabama history. And now Ivy signed the largest middle-class tax cut in over a decade.
I'm Kay Ivey. Alabama is working again.
And this is just the beginning. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
We're here with Mike Atchison from Owens Optical Eastbrook. Mike, thanks for coming. What makes Owens Optical special?
We look at Owens Optical as a family business, and we treat our customers like family. You know, if you come to Owens Optical, you're part of our family, and we're going to treat you like family.
Well, how is Owens Optical different from the big box stores?
You walk in looking for a pair of glasses, and you bring a, whether you see our in-house optometrist or you bring in a prescription from the outside, we're going to take you through the process of picking out frames that, number one, look good on you but are comfortable and fit your shape. You know, we're not like the big box chain stores where you're just a retail customer comes in. You know, we want to know what your needs are, and that's how we do business. That's how we've always done business.
Mike, where are you located?
We're in the Eastbrook Shopping Center at 306 Coliseum Boulevard. We do have a Facebook page. It's Owens Optical Eastbrook.
Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, and on Facebook, Owens Optical Eastbrook.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trump is golfing in Florida with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The U.S. Air Force just announcing that the Thunderbirds are resuming practice flights over a test range in Nevada.
The defense is hoping to establish that lead accuser Andrea Constand had a plan to frame Cosby for sexual assault.
An island-wide blackout on Puerto Rico.
The city council of Los Alamitos voted to exempt the city from having to follow California's sanctuary laws.
The sponsor of a bill to ban tackle football for kids younger than age 12 in Illinois says it doesn't have the votes to move forward for now.
IRS computers are back up and running.
Pink opens up about life at home.
Bump stock maker Slidefire says it'll shut down its website after May 20th and stop taking orders for the controversial device that allows semi-automatic rifles to shoot like rapid-fire machine guns.
Oil prices haven't been this high in 3 years.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, TGIF Eve. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. It's a busy day, but it's
so
a nice day.
So you just tell me you went by,
Oh, yes.
At Fresh Market?
I went by Fresh Market, the freshest of markets here in Montgomery, and I decided, you know, I've been eating a lot of beef, and beef is wonderful. I could almost eat every night, but I need to change the game up. So I went with the salmon filet, big old salmon filet that's very filling on its own, that comes packaged on a cedar plank. And you can either do it on a grill, but I did it in the oven. You just put it in the oven at 325, 30 to 40 minutes till it flakes up. And then I also got some of the Fresh Market brand Cajun crab dip. I
didn't, where in the store is that exactly?
Neil, where the seafood shelf is right there, the seafood area with all the fresh, right to the right of that.
Uh-huh.
It should, and there's all sorts of dips and like smoked fish items in a little counter on its own. And so it's very, very good.
Outstanding. Yeah. The now, so you got it on the plank. I've done it on a cedar plank before.
It was good.
That is really good on a grill, by the way, because
yes,
it heats it through there, and you don't have to turn it or anything. But it is excellent. So you got it on the plank. They have the salmon, regular filet of salmon was on sale also. I think it was $10.29 a pound, something like that.
Yeah, and then they have, like, pre-marinated, like the almond-crusted. They
bourbon.
Have the bourbon glaze. I think, like, a sesame or soy sauce glaze. It is so good. And it's convenient because, you know, folks, I don't get off till 7-something on a normal night, 7:15. I get out of there, get in the Fresh Market. I have the place to myself for the most part, other than the folks working there. And so I can pick something up real quick, pop in the oven when I get home, then I have a great meal. And it's stress-free.
I like that, and it's very delicious,
yes,
too. That's the other thing. The quality of their fish is outstanding. And I went by yesterday to get Steve's card. Mm-hmm. Steve, you need to call me at 272-9228. You're the winner of the Fresh Market $50 gift card. But not only is the New York Strip prime $9.99, but it's also, you can get the full 1 pound steak for $12.99 a pound.
Wow.
That is a bargain because it's normally $19.99 a pound. So instead of $19.99 a pound, you're getting it at $12.99 a pound. And as you will probably attest, 1 pound of a New York Strip can probably feed two people.
Yeah, that prime cut is also age for tenderness, I found out.
You said tenderness.
And it has this perfect... I've never seen in a New York strip or a sirloin that type of marbling. It is worth it, folks. And I, because of how good that meat quality is, cooked on the rare side of medium rare. It's very good.
That's what I do. And I do it for several reasons. One, I do it so whatever I have left, I can reheat and put it on a salad, which is what I did with my remainder of my porterhouse that I did. We had that last night. It was delicious. But I'm definitely hitting that this weekend, my friend. Definitely hitting that this weekend. Okay, Newstown 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show on a Thursday, TGIF Eve, 272-9228. That's where we are. And a reminder that first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card that we'll do next Wednesday. Also, any caller, and I do mean any caller that actually calls in and talks to us, can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Now, that is a basket that has a value of $60, if I'm not mistaken, and you will absolutely love it. Okay, where do we want to start, my friend? Let's see what the most pressing is on here. Let's kind of start with some of the things that were on America's newsroom first. Let's pick up the John Roberts on Trump meeting UN.
The president bid farewell to the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today. He's headed down to Key West to spend some time with the Joint Interagency Task Force reviewing their drug interdiction efforts. But the big news here out of the Palm Beach area is this meeting with Kim Jong-un and President Trump that looks a lot more likely now since Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, made a secret trip to Pyongyang over the Easter weekend to sit down for face-to-face talks with Kim Jong-un. The president yesterday saying that that meeting forged a good relationship between North Korea and the United States. But the president also saying yesterday, well, before this thing even gets underway, it could fall apart or maybe even fall apart while it's underway. Listen to what the president said.
I hope to have a very successful meeting. If we don't think it's going to be successful, Mark, we won't have it. We won't have it. If I think that it's a meeting that is not going to be fruitful, we're not going to go. If the meeting when I'm there is not fruitful, I will respectfully leave the meeting.
Right out of the art of the deal, by the way. And what he's doing is he's laying down conditions, basically, and he's raising expectation on the North Koreans' part. Now, you listen to Democrats talk about this subject, he's going to get taken, he's doing this too fast. He's not prepped enough. The people don't know what they're doing. He's going to go in, he's going to give away the store. How do we verify all of this? I guarantee you that between John Bolton and Mike Pompeo, that's exactly what they're thinking of.
Yes.
Exactly. And then you have John Kelly, who isn't leaving, and sitting there in the chief of staff role, and think of his military background and how important this is, particularly in the theaters that he's been in. So the Democrats are just beside themselves on this. The other thing, we're going to get into this a little bit later on, is that this refusal to help Pompeo out, in that you had 66 Republicans and Democrats that voted for him before, and now it looks like the Democrats aren't going to support him. That is nothing but being obstructionist. So let's continue on with John Roberts on the Trump meeting with UN in the different locations.
He'll politely get up from the table and walk out. The president said yesterday that negotiations are underway, direct negotiations between the United States and North Korea over the possible release of those three Americans that remain detained in North Korea. Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, brought that up during his meeting with Kim Jong-un over the Easter weekend. Shinzo Abe yesterday warned the president that North Korea must not be rewarded, that concrete action has to be demanded from North Korea. So we'll see where that goes. Maybe some confidence-building measures ahead of this meeting. And, Bill, there's some possible locations that are being discussed. Mm-hmm. The president said that they had narrowed it down to five or so, talking to a lot of people here around the president in the last few days. Singapore seems to be a possibility. Also a possibility of Vietnam, though I'm told that's probably less likely. Also either Sweden or Switzerland.
Wow.
They're playing this very close to the vest. It's very sensitive, as you can imagine, but they're trying to work it out. One of the big considerations is how far Kim Jong-un is willing to travel. So that might speak to either Singapore or Vietnam.
You know, one of the problems is of why, how far he can travel. Does he have a plane that can actually make it there?
Oh, wow. Wow. And then there was also the safe house in the DMZ as a proposal.
Right.
And then also meeting on a U.S. naval ship.
That is true, and I'm not sure what which way this thing's going to go, but this is what kind of occupied some of the main piece here. And I'm glad, because this is the first time that the different networks are looking at this. So let's listen to Peter Alexander from NBC talk about the Kim meeting.
President Trump heads to Key West to be briefed about drug smuggling, but the focus here still on that possible meeting with North Korea's reclusive leader. The president talking it up, saying it'll happen in the coming weeks, but also conceding it's a gamble that could fail.
After a day of golf and meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, President Trump raising expectations for a historic summit with North Korea's dictator.
Oh, I will be meeting with Kim Jong-un in the coming weeks to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We will be doing everything possible to make it a worldwide success.
The president recently dispatching his CIA director, Mike Pompeo, to lay the foundation for that face-to-face, even touting Pompeo's personal chemistry with Kim.
He just left North Korea, had a great meeting with Kim Jong-un, and got along with him really well, really great.
But is Kim Jong-un serious about making a deal?
If I think that it's a meeting that is not going to be fruitful, we're not going to go. If the meeting when I'm there is not fruitful, I will respectfully leave the meeting.
Okay, so that's Peter Alexander, very kind of similar. And they all picked up on that line, and that was a really brilliant line, because that is messaging. That is getting your point out to the other countries. The other thing is people are kind of like, well, Japan is out there, and he's going to put tariffs on them, and they're not happy with that. You look at the two of them together, they're like clams at high tide.
Right.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy one-person fold-down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Ram trucks all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
Hey man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll!
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Multiple U.S. officials tell NBC News among the frontrunners to host that meeting, Switzerland, Sweden, and Singapore. On the Russia investigation, the president again insisting repeatedly there's been no collusion, arguing his team is fully cooperating with the special counsel's investigators, and dismissing speculation he would fire Robert Mueller or his boss, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
They've been saying, I'm going to get rid of them for the last 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and they're still here. So we want to get the investigation over with, done with, put it behind us.
And despite an internal administration battle over further Russia sanctions for its support of Syria's chemical weapons program, the president's defending his actions to hold off on additional sanctions for now.
We'll do sanctions as soon as they very much deserve it. There's been nobody tougher on Russia than President Donald Trump.
And about the site of the potential Trump-Kim summit, here's one more question to consider. Can Kim's plane actually get him there? The New York Times reports it's not clear if Kim Jong-un's fleet of Soviet-era planes can actually fly more than a few thousand miles, and it's also not known if Kim has flown outside North Korea since taking power back in 2011.
The Dan Morris Show.
You think Vladimir may loan him a plane?
It probably could be worked out.
Be bad to crash on the way to a summit.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
And who would they blame for that one?
Well, they'd blame the U.S. for sure. But man, it's crazy it's actually happening.
It really is, and the press just cannot, they just cannot stop criticizing him. And if they would just sit back and just, particularly these crazy folks on Morning Joe, and Joe and Mika haven't been there for a while, and I tell you, what's his name? Geist does a great job compared to them. He is so much more even keel than Joe and Mika. He's not out of the box. He's much more fair. But they just cannot help themselves in criticizing Trump. And they'll have these wonks that are on there who, what do you think? Well, I think he's not prepared enough and he's not ready for this.
Well, my roommates can attest to this. When the news headline broke that Trump wants to meet with Kim Jong-un to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, that's the headline, I started laughing out loud. The type of laugh where you start stomping your feet. My roommate's like, what is going on? Like, this guy, Trump, and I didn't know if it would work. I thought it was just funny. Standing in front of the UN, you have these people for years who have been in the diplomatic, foreign service, who have studied this issue intensively. They've made careers out of dealing with North Korea diplomatically. And Trump stands up at the UN and calls him Little Rocket Man. And that's what gets Kim Jong-un to the table? I mean, there's more people working behind the scenes, obviously. But tweets and name-calling and offering a ledge to climb down on.
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing.
Well, it really is. And what he's done is, by being unconventional,
yes,
then Un doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what to do.
Well, and apparently the North Koreans told both South Korea and China that we can't figure out whether or not Trump is crazy or brilliant. Maybe a little of both.
Maybe a little bit of both. Absolutely. Alexander the Great kind of deal. So let's go into Major Garrett talking about this subject matter of the Pompeo and, first of all, it was going to be the Kim meeting. Then we'll move to Pompeo and Russian sanctions.
President Trump says plans are well underway for a meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. But he also says if the talks are not, quote, fruitful, he may walk out or cancel the meeting entirely. The president spoke in depth about North Korea after a two-day summit with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Major Garrett is traveling with the president. He's in West Palm Beach.
President Trump and Prime Minister Abe, according to two senior officials, had very tough knockdown talks over trade. So, in public, they confined most of their remarks to a topic where there's more agreement, North Korea. The president introduced cautionary words about that much-anticipated summit, while the prime minister praised what he called the president's, quote, remarkable and decisive leadership.
I will be meeting with Kim Jong-un in the coming weeks to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Appearing with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, President Trump said the anticipated summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un might not happen or resolve differences.
If I think that it's a meeting that is not going to be fruitful, we're not going to go. If the meeting when I'm there is not fruitful, I will respectfully leave the meeting.
Summit planning continues, and possible locations include the Peace Village inside the Korean Demilitarized Zone, a U.S. naval ship off the Korean coast, or neutral locations ranging from Mongolia to Sweden.
And again, I think that was brilliant. And that was obviously somebody, he had thought through that line before. And I don't know if that's a John Bolton influence. I don't know if that's straight Donald Trump. It is very much out of the art of the deal, so I'm going to think that it's Donald Trump. But he actually may accomplish this, Joey.
That's crazy to me, and I love it.
I do too. And then what this could be, if, and we're talking about, in 3 or 4 weeks having this meeting. They're going to have the South Koreans are meeting with them on the 27th. They're talking about meeting with him somewhere in the middle part of May, 22nd, 23rd type thing.
Now, if you denuclearize the Korean Peninsula and you start the reunification process and you kind of get the United States military having to be out of
it. I'm not sure how you
reunify. I don't know either. But luckily that's for the Koreans to figure out if you get the denuclearization. And it's not like the U.S. military will go away immediately after some agreement. Obviously not. But if you get this deal, it's world historical, especially from a U.S. perspective, because we worry about the rise of China. If you take North Korea and the issue of nukes, which is really the only threat to U.S. security, out of the equation, that makes peaceful relations between China and the U.S. much greater. You still have others with the South China Sea, Taiwan, and a few other things, but this is huge for peace and prosperity for the world.
It really is. This could be a major home run here, but the Dems are going to poo-poo it. Let's finish out this. Can we do one more clip before we go? Okay, this is going to be on the Pompeo, and then he's going to be asked about Russian sanctions.
There's a good chance of doing it. We're having very good dialogue.
The president said negotiations also include seeking the release of an American businessman and two teachers imprisoned in North Korea.
I'm working hard to get every senator to vote that I can.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo's nomination for Secretary of State is facing an uncertain future.
He just left North Korea, had a great meeting with Kim Jong-un.
The White House is using Pompeo's clandestine North Korea trip meant to lay groundwork for a summit to underscore the need for Senate confirmation.
It's better to be talking.
Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat who opposed Pompeo's nomination for CIA director, said the North Korean gambit could change his mind.
That puts him in a better light, in my mind, yes.
The president also said Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, currently a no on Pompeo's confirmation vote, will come around, saying, quote, he'll never let me down. After the president called Paul yesterday, the senator agreed to meet with Pompeo.
One other piece of business. Do we expect the White House to announce new sanctions on Russia for its alleged involvement in that chemical attack in Syria?
Well, the president was walking away from the podium yesterday when many of us, myself included, asked him why he had personally delayed those sanctions. The president said those sanctions will come when Russia very much deserves it, a phrase clearly open for interpretation. The president also said no one has been tougher than him on Russia and chastised the media for not giving him credit on that. In the end, John, it was the president's intervention that stopped those sanctions. Now they're going to have to come, and when they do, the president likely will be the one to announce.
I thought it was interesting what he said about Rand Paul, that Rand Paul is going to be with us.
Yeah, that was kind of a...
I wonder if that was a painting him in the corner. You know, he talked to him. Paul and Trump talked.
Right.
And then he set up a meeting with Pompeo that's going to do a one-on-one. And I think what he's going to say is, I'm leaving my personal feelings on the side. I'm looking at this issue in this direction. And then that's what's going to win him over. News Talk 93.1, Dan Marsh Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
No strings to bind your hands, not if my love can find your heart. There's no need to take a stand, because it was I who chose to start.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating or air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned, and they've been around for over 30 years. And right now, you can take advantage of Mays' huge blowout promotion. Complete HVAC packages starting at just $4,600 for a 3-ton split system while supplies last. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be here when you need them. Mays Heating and Air is an Alabama Power Company Superior Solutions dealer and a certified Alagasco contractor. Financing is available. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal at only $79. Call Paul Mays today for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895, 361-1895, or go to callmaysitpays.biz. State Alabama license number 89388.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need to help get you back on the road. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get CarQuest conventional motor oil for just $2.96 a quart. Talk about an amazing price. Plus, find great prices on CarQuest's full line of motor oil. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad. What?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Cuba has a new president not named Castro.
The National Assembly announced that Miguel Mario Diaz-Canel will replace retiring Raul Castro. The 86-year-old will remain head of the Communist Party and the most powerful person in Cuba. Castro's departure from the presidency is nonetheless a symbolically charged moment for a country that's been under the absolute rule of one family since the revolution, first by leader Fidel Castro and, for the last decade, his younger brother.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. First paperwork and now gunfire has prevented international inspectors from reaching the site of a reported chemical weapons attack on civilians in Syria.
The Syrian government says that was rebel fire, but we know that that is not true. Now, multiple sources have told us that rebels are no longer in that part of Douma. In fact, they have left. They were bussed out under a deal done by the Russians.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. He's on the Turkey-Syria border. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Another shot of cooler air funneling into the state today. Clouds early give way to a good bit of sunshine. It's going to be a breezy, cool day with a high temperature barely up to about 71. Northwest winds at 10 to 20, making it seem a little cooler. Winds die down tonight. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature 43 by first thing tomorrow morning. Friday's high in the low 70s. Lots of sunshine. A good bit of sun on Saturday. Warmer, high 77. Slight chance of showers late Saturday night, but then periods of rain Sunday night into Monday. Cool day Sunday with a high of 69. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. Push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. President is down at Key West. There's a command center down there that for drug interdiction. I went there when they just opened it. It was South Florida Task Force. It's pretty cool place. They've got a lot of eyes on target out there with AWACS aircraft and such flying around. Let's Pompeo visit and confirmation update on America's newsroom.
Mike Pompeo dominating the talk on Capitol Hill this morning. Reaction to the CIA director's meeting with the North Korean dictator splitting down party lines and making his confirmation process a whole lot more interesting. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker says he had no problem with the meeting.
Didn't bother me in the least.
Our contacts with North Korea have always been through the intel side, so it was a natural that he'd be, from my perspective anyway, it was a natural that he'd be a person that began some of the conversations.
Sandra Pompeo stopped by Capitol Hill yesterday. He met with a number of lawmakers trying to pick up a few extra yes votes. But for a lot of people, the attention was on a different meeting, not the ones that were happening necessarily on Capitol Hill, that secret meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. When Pompeo left North Korea, he left behind three Americans. That is problematic to some, but on Capitol Hill, the meeting garnered a fair amount of praise, even among Democrats.
It makes me more concerned, not less, that Director Pompeo be someone who is able to adequately represent the president and stand up to him at times when he makes abrupt and unwarranted changes in direction.
But that doesn't mean they think Pompeo is the right person to lead the Department of State or that they're willing to vote for him. The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Bob Menendez, says he's a no. Same for Senators Tim Kaine, Jeanine Shaheen, Chris Murphy. No Democrat has said they'll support the nomination of Mike Pompeo, and one Republican says he opposes it.
My main complaint has always been that I don't think he shares the same vision as the president on foreign policy.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee says they're planning to vote on Pompeo's nomination on Monday. The full Senate can vote even without the support of the committee, but the last time that happened was back in the 1920s.
Okay, so Rand Paul may be the deciding factor there to get it out of committee. I think he may vote to get it out of committee.
We'll see.
I think that he's going to have that conversation with Pompeo that's going to settle him down. Let's go to the phones. You got my good friend Rodney. Rodney, what part of the state are you in today?
Chilton County, heading north.
All right.
You know, Dan, it's been long overdue, and today I guess I'm going to catch up to it and do it. But I want to go out on a limb here and thank our great president and the first lady for all the wonderful things that they're doing for my country and my country fellow men. And I don't hear it much, and I kind of feel bad myself for not getting around to it quicker, but I think it's way overdue, and so I want to make it known today my appreciation for our First Lady and President for doing a wonderful job in turning our country around and helping everybody and trying to unite our country. And I stand behind them still today as strong, if not stronger, than the day that I voted for them.
Well.
And another thing I want to say, because I'm doing on a positive note thing today, is, Dan, I don't know if I've seen it on Entertainment Tonight or if I've seen it on something, but it was a poster of a special op undercover in the brush, kind of like a duck blind setting with the long grass and stuff. And the only thing you could see of this soldier was his scope on his gun, his rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just evidently they're using this poster for a recruiting tool, or maybe a video or poster. But it was so magnificent in a picture of this soldier in his deepest undercover in the brush photo. But in the photo, there's a viper, a black viper snake that's weaseling across his scope as he's in the brush undercover with just his gun exposed, and he does not move, even though that viper comes up right to the top of his rifle. And they must have some kind of video of this, and he's sitting right there, and that's the photo. I thought it was just the most wonderful thing I've ever seen for the military photo, and I just wanted to bring that to people's attention to look for it out there. I've seen it once. I haven't been able to find it since, but I believe it's a special ops poster.
I haven't seen it, but I'll try to see if I can find it.
Yeah, I think it was on Entertainment Tonight. I seen it or something like that. Maybe you might be able to search it around.
So, was it a poster, or was it a commercial, or was it they just talking
they
about?
No, they was talking about it, and then they was talking about how to use it in a recruiting tool. Now, I guess when some of the soldiers comes in, that's one of the things that they see. It's kind of the things that they promote in that setting. It shows this soldier in his setting, and his snake comes across, and evidently the way it was promoted, it was just as legitimate. And he was in this setting, and he just could not move. It's what they trained to do in any situation or circumstance, not to move. And I'm sure this thing wasn't about 4 inches in front of his eyes.
Well,
snake. And I'm like, wow. So it really portrays a strong image of our military and what great things they do and great ways they serve. So.
Rodney, I appreciate the telephone call and the words for Trump. I know the Trump administration would appreciate it if they heard that.
They surely do deserve it, so.
No doubt about that. Thanks, Rodney. Drive safe on your way home.
Y'all too.
Thank you. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Thursday, TGIF Eve. Syria has kind of gotten some new issues that are happening. And by the way, we're going to get into this Comey deal and the fact that Congress is asking for more these Comey memos. I've got a little piece of information that I believe to be true on here concerning those things. Let's listen in on Syria.
The Syrian government says that was rebel fire, but we know that that is not true. Now, multiple sources have told us that rebels are no longer in that part of Douma. In fact, they have left. They were bussed out under a deal done by the Russians. In fact, the bussing out of rebels continues today in surrounding areas, and that's because many other people there continue to fear for more gas attacks. Yesterday, General Mattis, speaking in the U.S., spoke out, and he's laid blame on the Syrian regime for not allowing inspectors to get near it, and he said they've done it time and time again, preventing inspectors from testing these bodies. And so that's where we are today, but we know that evidence is still getting out, and we saw some of it ourselves. Here it is. Bit by bit, we're able to paint a picture of what exactly happened in that terrible chemical attack in Douma. We can't get to the site ourselves, but every day, evidence and witnesses come across this border wall with more horrific details. We met up with the survivor of the chemical attack.
One had broken the roof and was stuck. Everybody in that house and at least two other houses had died. The barrel was about 5 feet long, yellow, and made of thick metal. Doctors said they only had room to treat those who had a chance of survival. They left the others to die.
Now, we also know that the Syrian regime has actually found the graves of the victims from that attack. They have taken the bodies so they cannot be tested. And we also know that doctors who were treating those victims have been harassed severely. Their families have been threatened. They've been searched, some of them detained. So the Syrian government trying very hard not to let anyone in. But we do know from rebel commanders across the border in Syria that Americans have visited them. They have taken urine and blood samples from survivors who escaped. So even though the UN and the OPCW might not have evidence, the American government now does.
Taking the bodies away so they couldn't examine them.
And by the way, all these calls coming in is people telling me that that picture Rodney was describing is in yesterday's newspaper on page 3A. I think you can also find it on AL.com.
Oh, wow. I like that. Give that information out again.
This picture Rodney was describing, I think it's actually an Alabama Guardsman photo. The guy said you can find it on AL.com, but then most folks calling in said it was in yesterday's paper, the Montgomery Advertiser, on page 3A.
Wow. I like that. I didn't get the Montgomery Advertiser anymore. Robert, hang on for me. I want to come to your call and give you plenty of room. This is going to be a very short break, so hang on for me. We'll be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, as promised, I'm going to go back to Robert, see what's on Robert's mind. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, TGIF Eve.
Hey, Dan and Julie, how y'all doing?
We're good, my friend. Long time no talk to.
When Trump speaks, Trump needs someone to stand beside him, like, and to translate to us the simple-minded people of what he's trying to say. They don't understand that when Trump goes into discussion, he goes into something like a businessman. He brings his plan, he sets his plans out. We look over the plan, then we go from there. He's trying to tell the North Koreans, we're coming over. We're going to talk, but all this old sweet, sweet kissy stuff is not going to work. We're not going to play softball with you because you played softball with you in the past and you continue to do the things that you was sanctioned for not doing because we played too easy with you. When I come this time, be ready to talk, be ready to act, be ready to commit, or I'm walking out the door.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, what he's doing is he's setting the standard out there.
Right, that's what he tells them. When I come, I'm bringing my plans to the table. You bring your plans to the table. We overlook each other's plans. If your plans don't fit our plans, we're going back out the door because we're tired of lying y'all to slip through the loop with these talks. That's all y'all want to do, talk and continue to develop weapons.
I'm with you on that. I think he's setting the table for the meeting.
Right. So he letting them know now. When I show up, be ready. Mm-hmm. But these people, everybody running and hollering about, whoa, he got to walk how he use his mouth. He got to watch how he talk. Oh, he don't know what he's saying. He's saying the exact thing he need to say. We're tired of kissing up to y'all. Let's play ball.
I like that, Robert.
All right, guys.
Thank you, my friend. Right. Good talking to you again. 272-9228. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm really good today.
It is a great day, sitting outside in the sun. Beautiful.
It is indeed, my friend. It is indeed.
I want to echo what Rodney said. You know, President Trump doing a great job. And why don't this media give him a break? Why do they hate the job that he's doing so bad?
Well, they hate him because he's changing things up, particularly the things that they really cherish, which is large government.
Yeah, are they that big of a globalist? I guess they are.
Well, but it's a combination of things. It's people who really like big government, and they, you know, what he's basically doing is he's paring down government in one way. He's increasing it in the military, but he's basically, he's not, you know, one of the things, he's not adding people to government like a lot of other folks are. He has plenty of political appointees he could do. He's just not doing them.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want a bigger, he doesn't want a bigger government.
And Potato, you think he'll be put in office?
Do you think that who will be put in office?
The CIA director. They just went
The one that's going to be going for the Secretary of State.
Yes,
sir. I don't know. We're going to know on Monday, but I think Rand Paul will be the deciding factor.
Why would Rand Paul be the deciding factor?
Because he's on that committee, and what he can do is basically not get the vote, and so and none of the Democrats would vote for him, so it could be deadlocked. I think it's only a one-vote majority. It's either one or a two-vote majority.
So we don't really need the Democrats to vote at all.
You just need all the traditionally, this is what happens. You get all the Republicans vote affirmative, and you normally get one Democrat that will vote affirmative. I don't think they're going to do that this time, but they'll still recommend it to the floor.
All right. Hey, I'm going to make it down to Sweet Creek this week.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going.
Is he already in the drawing?
Let me check.
No, I was last week, I think. But it don't matter. I got money.
Oh, okay.
I go back. Well, you put me in there anyway. I'll take it.
All right. What's your month of day of birth, Clint?
6/12.
All right.
You know, Mama didn't raise no fool, you know.
Yeah, don't turn away a possible free basket here.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you for taking my call, sir. You guys have a good day.
I appreciate you an awful lot. As I come out of this hour, I really noticed something yesterday as I was enjoying the outdoors, and that is there were no mosquitoes enjoying it with me. And that is a great thing. And how that happened is Mosquito Shield in LaVon Russell. I tell you what, he is a great guy. His son works for him, works also. He's got a great crew. They have changed from Mosquito Terminator to Mosquito Shield. And I tell you, you will really, really appreciate it. And here's the key. A $29.95 first visit, no obligation. And you are going to love it, because once you do it, you're going to kind of go, I've got to have this done because I want to enjoy the backyard or the front yard or the side yard. Okay, so I want you to get ready to copy so you can call LaVon. 334-513-2940. 334-513-2940. Mosquito Shield. LaVon is his name, and he is a great guy. I tell you, I was amazed from the time I had not had it done. I guessed over. We actually had to go in because the mosquitoes were too bad. One person in particular she said mosquitoes are just attracted to me for some reason. So we had to go inside. Next week, have LaVon and Mosquito Shield come out there and do the service. Haven't had a problem since. Mosquito Shields, 334-513-2940. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.